Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that. But whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
Everybody, get your heads right. If you can hear me, signal. No, honestly, tweet at Ben and Woods if you can hear us from the bunker right now. It is a Tuesday morning, and this is our first show in our new Ben and Woods bunker. Ben is here early. Good morning, Benny.
Good morning, Woods.
You know, it's funny. I was telling my wife this morning.
Welcome to the compound.
Yeah, welcome to the compound. I said this morning, I go, hey, well, here we go. Another new era of Ben and Woods. And I told her, I said, I'm tired of having new eras. I just want one long era instead of new eras every 6 months, every year. Let's just do one. Let the next era, not this one, the one after this one. Let's just make that like a good, solid 10-year era. Same seats, same computer, same microphones. No changes.
Would we call this like the fifth era of
this
Ben
Woods?
This
is like the fifth
if we're
era.
Counting, I would say we started with our era on the air at the other station.
Yes.
Then we had our streaming era at
correct.
The other station.
Yes, that's two eras.
Yes. Then we had the hiatus era.
Which we did a podcast, and that's three eras.
Yes. And then we came back, and we had our beginning era here on 97.3 The Fan.
Which was our fourth era.
And now we have our remote broadcast location era.
That is our fifth era.
Of 97.3 The Fan.
In 2 years. There are five different eras of Ben and Woods. If that's not a metaphor for life, my friends, just keep grinding. Every single day, just keep grinding. Whatever the world throws at you, try to overcome. Now, I don't want to say, that Ben and I are, we are in the lap of luxury right now. I can't deny this is a really great bunker location that we are in. We are in Ben's parents' guest house, and it's frankly nicer than my place. And there is a full kitchen. I will definitely be making myself at home soon, bringing in some groceries maybe for next week, whatever we need. It's great, though. I mean, this is hopefully it sounds good coming through the airwaves right now. People are tweeting in. They can hear us. That's good. Poor Paulie is back in the studio solo and has run into some computer issues this morning. When you do a live four-hour radio show, it's imperative that you have audio that you can lean on. It's funny. You need it. And Paul's computer has been awful.
But
all
it's not
morning.
Related to anything that we're doing here.
No.
It's completely unrelated to the fact that we're now in the bunker and can't see Paul.
It's Murphy's Law, right? Is that Murphy's Law? What can go wrong will?
I believe so.
I think so, too. So poor Paul is a little bit stressed.
It's not Occam's Razor.
It's not an Occam's Razor. But yeah, man, this is it. Era number five for Ben and Woods. And here we are. We're sitting currently at a kitchen table on some wicker chairs. Ben and I were just discussing the merits of wicker, or basically the lack thereof of the merits of wicker. Wicker was a big player back in the day. My parents, big wicker fans, a lot of wicker growing up.
We're not talking about J.D. Wicker.
Not J.D. Wicker.
San Diego State.
No,
okay.
We would never, actually.
Okay.
I'm talking about wicker. There's people of our parents' age, and I think our parents are roughly the same age, they love wicker.
And these chairs aren't that old, though. I know the wicker area you're speaking of.
They're not. No, they're not full wicker. And they're wicker bottoms.
And I don't even know if that's wicker.
It's wicker.
Are you sure that's wicker?
That is wicker. Yes.
Doesn't wicker involve those little holes, though? Sometimes the wicker has the holes.
Tightly wound wicker.
Woven.
Is this woven
wicker?
Tightly woven wicker.
Woven wicker.
This is, Roman says the bunker. What an original name. Great job, guys. Yeah, I couldn't think of anything else. The compound.
I like the compound. But...
yeah, the compound's fine. But no, man, it's wicker was such a big player with people our parents. It's like they walked into furniture stores like, yeah, that's nice. That looks really comfortable. I will give us the wicker set. We want the wicker set. But, I mean, we have literally nothing to complain about. This is incredible out here. So this is it. We don't know how long this is going to be going on, but we are here. We are here. Friar Phil is up early already and listening.
You didn't turn on the television.
I did not.
Television.
I didn't turn on the television.
Not that there's anything on.
I don't want you distracted in here, Ben. I want you focused. Now, this is weird for you because you're never usually here right now.
No. No, well, I just wanted to make sure everything went all right. It is pretty idiot-proof.
Yeah, it is.
According to our engineer, JR, the setup that he created.
It is one button. I turned on one button, and here we are, loud and clear, in your ears. So thank you for listening to 97.3 The Fan and Ben and Woods. And, yeah, here we go. So off and running this morning. Paulie, how you doing in there, man?
Oh, you know, figuring it out. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
I
can hear you
perfectly clear.
You sound great.
We could all be in the same room. Radio is theater of the mind.
It is.
We don't even have to tell everyone. We could say we're sitting in our Intercom Empire studios right now. I'm looking out the window over the 15 freeway from the 6th floor, but we're not.
We're not.
It's dark and
it's pitch black out here this morning. So, Paulie, you're now going to be the lone wolf in the studio for the foreseeable future. I know there are possibly plans to even get you out of the building at some point. Do you feel more comfortable? Do you want to do that from home, or do you want to do that from the studio?
Well, at home, my computer works. So,
right.
You know, that's always a plus. No, I mean, it's certainly weird being in an empty studio, and I can hear, I can hear an echo when I talk to you guys, so that's also weird.
I can't hear it.
Well, that's all that matters.
You sound great to us.
Okay. Well, that's all that matters.
Should I go ding-dong ditch your parents' house this morning, Ben? Just go knock on the door real quick.
Well, Tony Bubbles asked, should we say hello to Ben's parents? We haven't seen them. Now, they're in coronavirus isolation pretty much, and we don't have to see them at all. They're off, I'd say a good... not quite a football field, but they're
75 yards.
They're a good Patrick Mahomes chuck from here to over there.
Yeah.
To get so. But they are listening. I got a text. Sounds good.
They are listening right now. Yeah. Amazing.
Well, at least mom is up.
Your mom is so freaking
I don't think she's ever had a radio show emanating from the compound before.
First time for everything.
This is new.
And I know Mama Higgins is listening. Thank you for doing this for us, number one. They upgraded the internet, went out and got really great internet for this back house here. And, I mean, I can't even thank you enough. This is incredible, allowing us to not only invade your space back here, but, you know, to make it better for us. So this is great. And I do sunny side up eggs and medium bacon.
I'm glad. Yeah. I will have some of those as well.
You know, I could literally make us breakfast.
You
right
could.
There. It's really
it could
cool.
Be a new segment. Yeah. Woods makes
breakfast. I'm so in. So, yeah, we got an interesting show planned for you today, and you know we're definitely expanding our horizons. Paul and I were texting and talking yesterday about some guests we're trying to get on the show. If we can get these guests, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. Paulie, I'm worried about you. You sound just a little bit stressed this morning.
I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, he sounds that stress in his voice right now.
Stop
panicking, Paul. Stop panicking.
Just relax. Relax.
I am just working from...
I think you project stress sometimes.
I do.
Yeah.
You're stressed, I know.
I'm not stressed.
You're always stressed.
I'm good. I'm feeling really great.
You need to calm down a little bit. You're nervous.
I'm not nervous. I'm good. You know what? There's one
Your voice
benefit.
Went up when you said that.
There's one benefit of not being in the studio with Paul. Do you know what it is, Paulie?
No.
Your egg cups.
Oh, I haven't had those in a few days now.
I don't miss Paul's egg cups.
I didn't even know that such a thing existed. Tell me about the egg cups. So this is a pre-Ben arrival thing that I had no idea.
Yeah, I get in. Me and Paul get in around the same time. Paul goes and makes his breakfast, and they're egg cups.
Egg bites.
Egg bites.
I think they're, aren't they called egg cups?
I've gotten those from Costco.
No, they're
Costco
called
before.
Egg bites because they're from Costco.
Okay,
yeah, I've had those. Yeah, they're pretty tasty, actually.
Yeah, I bet they are.
They're similar to the ones you get at Starbucks if you've ever ordered those sous vide egg bites.
No, I don't eat sous vide, but I don't even know what that is.
You don't have to make it. They'll just hand it to you already prepared. But
Paulie will eat his egg cups in the morning. I like to call them egg cups because it sounds
protein.
Yeah, it's really good. They
don't
smell great.
It's a good choice.
They don't smell great, but I'll tell you what I wouldn't do to smell those egg cups right now to have Paul right here next to us.
I guess it's just, for me, this is my first instance now in this whole coronavirus period of our lives where my normalcy has now been disrupted, as is yours. You're not in your comfort zone. But this whole time I've been able to say, like, oh, you know, I'm still going to work every day, like, still getting a paycheck, and I am still going to work, and I am still getting a paycheck, but I'm not seeing my friends that I got to see every day.
Dude, I know.
And
that's the hardest part.
That's a big difference.
We've got that thing in the morning. I told Paul, I go, well, I guess I'm just going to call you on the drive over every morning, and we can just kind of catch up and get kind of dialed in. But that's a big part of it. So thank you guys for bearing with us. It's going to be a little weird for all of us, you guys included. But, yeah, it's weird. Like, I don't have my papers that I usually have with stuff printed out.
I just realized that I should have brought some of my papers with me from the studio. I didn't think of that yesterday. Now they're sitting there.
Yes.
And I don't have the papers that I usually have. I don't have the printouts that Paul usually gives me.
And it feels weird. So we're learning, man. We're learning. We're adapting and all that. So, hey, Paul, we still have the capabilities to do open phones, right?
I can't see why not.
Okay, so let me see if I remember the number off the top of my head. 833-288-0973.
It's good. You got it.
Is that right?
Yeah, you nailed it.
All right.
I'm pretty sure. I don't have it sitting in front of me.
I don't have it either.
Actually, I do. It's on my notes right
now. It is?
833-288-0973.
We're
almost a year into this run at this station. We should know the number by now.
It's very weird the things I choose to
remember.
I don't
know the voicemail number, though.
The voicemail number is 619-798-4892. Now, it's weird. We do combine two different phone segments into one segment, but we'll do that next. So you can call us right now at 833-288-0973. Let us know how you're doing, and we will be right back. Let's get a check of traffic with Kelly Danik right here on 97.3 The Fan. Okay, well, that's... Oh, now I hear it. Hi. It's so weird, man. We're not getting any return from what's actually on the air in our headphones, everybody. It's Ben and Woods. I feel like I'm speaking very quietly.
Speak up. Have some energy.
But now I hear the song.
Yeah, it's weird. Until the moment we go on the air, we hear nothing.
Paulie, maybe put us in queue when our mics are off. Does that make sense? Hit the queue button.
You don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, I only ran a board and did mornings by my 6 years, so why would anybody listen to me?
You were in queue
here's Imagine Dragons, everybody. It's Woods, and I'll have Coachella passes for you later. All right. Good morning. It is Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I can't set that one up, Paulie, because there's no – it's a cold open. That was Imagine Dragons. All right, good morning. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. And this is the time of the morning as we are getting used to our new bunker lifestyle, our compound lifestyle. We will still do open phones and things like that. I hope that we can hear you when you call in. The number is 833-288-0973. It is Ben and Woods. And let's go to the phones for Everyday Chris. And again, Ben, I go to him blind. I don't know that he's there. I'm assuming that he is. Chris, are you there this morning?
Good morning, Bunker Brothers.
How you doing, my friend?
Hi, Chris.
Hey, by the way, you guys actually sound pretty darn fantastic. I really couldn't tell the difference at all.
We shouldn't have said anything, damn it. We shouldn't. That doesn't
sound great.
Good, man. I'm glad to hear that. How's your morning so far?
So pretty good. So I got a little baseball movie bracketology for you, and give me your opinion. So I'm going to leave For the Love of the Game out of this for an honorable mention, but in the East bracket, we got the Sandlot versus Bull Durham. And in the West bracket, we got the Bad News Bears versus Major League. So who's your final two and who's your champion?
That's an easy one for me. Bull Durham against Major League. Bull Durham wins in a close one.
I think I've got Bull Durham also against Major League, but I have Major League taking the title in the end.
Can't really go wrong either way.
This is kind of in the UT's bit that they're trying to fill time with. They did a big, giant sports movie bracket. We did a bracket of our drops, our tournament of drops, funny sound bites. It's actually required that any sports entity in the month of March does a bracket of some sort.
You have to. It's in the Radio 101 handbook. Yeah. Sports handbook, but yeah, I'm going Bull Durham all the way. It just sums up so many lessons in that movie for me. Not that there's not in Major League, but Bull Durham to me, it's special, just special movie.
What about the Bad News Bears versus the Sandlot?
I'm a big Bad News Bears guy. That was one of my
when I was a kid,
rewatchers growing up.
Yeah.
That I'd have it on the VHS and. We'd watched that a ton.
Yeah, I mean, my son likes The Sandlot. We've watched it a couple of times.
Did I ever tell you that I've met Walter Matthau?
Is that right?
A couple of times.
Why am I not surprised?
He was friends with my grandfather. They played poker together.
You are Walter Matthau,
a little bit,
by the way.
A little bit.
In 40 years,
Matthau. Signed picture of Walter and his dog.
Amazing.
That he gave to me. So
he was phenomenal.
Buttermaker.
Did you ever see Grumpy Old Men?
Oh, absolutely.
Him and Jack Lemmon.
Yeah.
That is I don't know that it's underrated. I just haven't thought about it in 20 years. One of the better movies. And the sequel, it's very good. Very, very good sequel. A Grumpier Old Men. Sophia Loren was in that one.
Wait, I believe when I was very young, I went to his house once, but he wasn't there that day. I was with my grandma for the day.
Yeah.
And she went to visit
his wife,
and we had like a lunch. It was actually pretty fancy. It was like a Bel Air
sort of
Hollywood mansion, and they had like a housekeeper who brought out lunch, and it was a bit of a weird house because I wasn't used to the Hollywood mansion lifestyle.
The butler lifestyle.
But he was probably out shooting some sort of, movie or show or something.
He was amazing. Him and Jack Lemmon, they're very much like Ben and Woods. I would be probably Jack Lemmon.
Yeah.
And you would be Walter Matthau. You will be, in 40 years, you will be Walter Matthau. That's a great little rabbit hole you sent us down, Chris. Thanks for calling. Paulie, what else we got?
We have nobody else on the line, but we do have some voicemails to get to.
All right, let's go to the Friar Phil hotline, which is 619-798-4892. I'll say it again. You guys need to step your game up on the Friar Phil hotline. Want you leaving voicemails. And I, from what I understand, you can text that number as well, and Paul will get those. Paul, have you gotten any texts on that thing?
I got a few last time we mentioned the texting option, and it was just me getting really sassy with a few of our listeners.
What do you mean? They were getting sassy with us?
Yeah, it was a little back and forth. I mean, they were just... You told them to send me dirty
nudes.
Text messages.
Yeah. Did they send any nudes?
I didn't get any
texts?
Photos, but I did just get like, hey, you up?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, if you guys want to send nudes, you can. 619-798.
Because we won't get them and see them.
Paul will get them.
Just for Paul.
I mean, unless they're good, then Paul will forward them to probably just me. All right, let's hit the
Friar. There's no way he would forward me a nude.
No, there's no way.
Paul wouldn't
there's
do that.
There's no chance. Send that, Paul. Go ahead and play what we got on the Friar Phil hotline.
Ben Woods, Paul Hammer, wherever you might be. Just calling with an East Coast check-in, coronavirus style. Virginia just had its first stay-at-home order yesterday, and in Lake Woods, I have a little person running around the house with me, year-and-a-half-year-old daughter. I just thought you'd appreciate knowing that earlier today, she was such a glutton that she bit her own hand while trying to feed herself a pancake. Resulted in 20 minutes of crying and pancake crumbs literally spilling out of her mouth. So, F the coronavirus.
Yeah, I think F the coronavirus is the common sentiment right now. And I'm with you. My son is doing this thing, Ben, and maybe you've gone through this with your kids, your father of two. He gets a a cup. He loves his snacks in a cup, pretzels, crackers, whatever. He shoves a ton of them into his mouth. He chews them all up. He spits them all out on the floor.
Oh.
It's really great. I can't tell you how great it is to watch. Oh, daddy get you a snack? Okay. And he looks at you, chews up like three Ritz crackers and spits
the Bo Woods diet.
It's the Bo Woods diet. Yeah. Get a little taste,
yeah,
then spit the rest
just
out.
Spit it right back out.
I have to tell our listening audience what just happened, by the way. So we are, again, are at our compound, which is really Ben's parents' back house. And it really is a great place. It's very comfortable. And we're standing here, and it looks out onto a outdoor patio. And a woman just walked up with blue gloves on and a cup of coffee and a tier one taped to her shirt. And that woman was Kim Higgins, yep. Ben's mom, and came right to the window and waved, blew us a kiss. And it's taped tier one to the front of her shirt. It was incredible.
Had they not been so generous in allowing us to be here, I would have said a little stalkery.
Yeah, a little stalkery.
But,
yeah.
But because we're their guests,
yes.
I think she's well within her rights to, you know.
I mean, we could interview her like later on. We could interview
through
her like,
the window.
Through the window. Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of things we could do.
Got to stay 6 feet away, though.
There is a basketball goal out front. Maybe we could shoot some hoops after the show.
A basketball goal.
Yeah.
Huh? Not a basketball hoop.
Basketball hoop. What is the difference?
What a weird thing to say.
Is it weird?
Yeah.
I mean, it is technically somewhat accurate. I think if you read the original James Naismith rules of basketball, mm-hmm. that you put 2 points up into the goal, which is, you know, 10 feet off the ground.
I feel like I've always called it a basketball goal.
But I think most people...
You call it a baseball mitten?
You know, no, a mitt, though.
Yeah, but it's not a mitten, it's a mitt.
But what does one have to do with the other?
I think most people just call it the basketball hoop.
Goal and hoop are two different words. Mitt and mitten are...
Glove and mitten.
Okay, yeah. Some people call it a glove. Some people call it a mitt. I do it both.
Yeah.
I do both. All right. We got any more Friar Phil hotline voicemails?
Hey, guys. Amazon here. Well, I haven't seen a sports ball in about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
At least I am going to buy me barbecue. Right. And geriatric Pete Alonso finally learned how to use the Twitter.
That's it.
And that's it. Okay, so the there's some Pete Alonso news
he
yesterday.
He was defending his teammate, Noah Syndergaard, on Twitter.
He needs to stay off Twitter. He is the worst at Twitter he's one of the worst I've ever seen. Like, I don't get why people are mad at Noah Syndergaard for getting surgery right now. You don't get that, Pete? You don't understand why people are upset at people getting Tommy John surgery?
So Sports Illustrated came out with a piece yesterday or the day before about the ethics of getting Tommy John surgery right now.
Yeah.
When around the country, people have had to cancel their elective surgeries
sure.
due to the coronavirus. And Pete Alonso's argument is that, well, you know, it's not like orthopedic surgeons are jumping in to treat coronavirus patients right now.
As far as we know.
They're not taking away, you know, time that they should be, you know, watching other patients. But the argument that medical ethicists pushed forward is that, but it does take medical equipment. It takes
yes.
masks
yes.
and gloves and surgical gowns.
Beds.
Things that could be devoted right now to the crisis. Now, are they, wherever that surgery was being performed, are they being overrun? Probably not at this moment. You know, is one mask that
no.
is, you know, being used or four for whatever the team is going to have an impact on this, you know, on this country at the moment? Of course it's not.
Again, though, do what you want. Just shut up about it.
Right.
Don't go on and be like, I don't get it, because then it makes you look foolish. And he is just so... I mean, he started blocking people on Twitter yesterday, noted Padre fans. Now,
if 10 million people needed Tommy John surgery around the country right now,
yeah.
then we shouldn't be able to do that. There would not be the resources for all of us to get Tommy John surgery. As is the case, it's maybe, you know, Noah Syndergaard, Chris Sale.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a college pitcher somewhere who needs it as well. It's not going to... you know, break the country for these guys to get their arm fixed and get the rehab started. And if I'm them, yeah, I mean, you know, the longer you wait to yep. have the surgery, the longer it takes to rehab, the later you get back to your team.
Hey, again, I think everybody understands that, but it's one of those deals where, Pete, you don't need to come in on your horse and white knight for Noah Syndergaard. Like, they did the story. Let the story go. Nobody's going to remember that story in 2 days. Pete Alonso defending it on Twitter. Not only is it it's a bad look, but, I mean, dude, the guy had the roughest weekend. He puts out over the weekend, hey, if you want a personalized recommendation, sign up for Cameo, and I'll do one for you. Only $153. Now, again, I don't know where that money goes. I have no idea if he's pocketing that money. I don't know if he's donating it to charity. What I'm saying is the optics of him being on Twitter right now, they're just bad. Shut it down. Go hit, you know, take anti-aging, put anti-aging cream on your face, and just move along, Pete. You don't need to defend Noah Syndergaard on Twitter. You look
Did you
terrible.
Pull that $153 figure out of thin air, or was that
not
actually,
real? That's a real figure.
That's the real figure.
That's the
it's
real
not an
figure.
Even number like 150.
153.
So I'm assuming that Cameo then takes like $3
yeah.
out of it.
Yeah, they take their cut.
So he wanted to get the full 150 for himself.
Because
yeah. you, if you're on Cameo, which we haven't signed up for, but we know people who have.
Yeah.
I believe Tony Gwynn Jr.
Tony Gwynn Jr.
is
on
Cameo.
Yep.
You get to you set your own price, right?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, maybe they give you some guidance.
Yeah.
But
like if you go, if you're, you know, Jeff Blum, we did one with Blummer, and it was $7. Seven, right, Paul?
I wonder if Cameo took three from that as well. So he was getting
he makes $4.
Cameo got $3.
I'll tell you what.
Blummer was like 15 or 20 bucks.
Oh, was it? I thought it was like $7. if I have to do a Cameo and I'm netting $4 out of it, I'm going to, hey, how you doing? It's Woods. Good to see you. Have a great day. But, yeah, Pete, just stop. He's blocking people. He's, you know, I understand it, man. He's everyone's going a little bit mad right now. But you got to understand the other side of that, that, you know, it is a bad look. We always talk about optics on our show and how it looks. So, well, thank you for that, Paulie, getting that dialed in for us, the Friar-Phil Hotline. Want to hear you guys on there every single day. And then next on Ben and Woods, we'll welcome Ben in.
Oh, looking forward to that.
That's what it says on the rundown. We will welcome
after
Ben
today.
In.
You're going to be comfortable pretty much.
Walk. Yeah,
you're,
you I'll be ready.
You were here before me anyway.
Yeah.
You walked in, no problem. So
it was very weird.
I can
here.
Go back to my normal.
Yeah, go back to your normal sleep in a little bit. Bit. This is great though. It's like 5 minutes from my house. So much closer.
Me too. It's right between.
It's so great.
Good spot. I miss our elevator and I miss Paul.
Yeah, I miss Paul too, and I miss our coffee machine. We will be right back.
There's one right there.
It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ben and Woods from the compound.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday morning. Glad to have you with us. Tier 1's up early. We are going to be here TFN, as they say. Well, it's till further notice.
Oh, okay.
But that's fine.
TBD is also a good one.
That's
to be determined.
To be determined.
TFN. No.
Till further notice.
It would be until.
It is.
It would be UFN.
It's, yeah, it's TFN. Oh, till further
right.
notice.
It's weird. It's also a basketball goal and a baseball mitt.
Had a decision made by the NCAA yesterday on athletes. Talk about that coming up. Rival Report is just ahead. We have one finalist in our tournament of drops.
Oh,
we're going to have to
boy.
Determine the other one today.
Oh, boy.
Right now, though, let's get to check traffic. I see nothing going on outside our window right now.
Literally nothing.
It's the 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. Woke up this morning, Woods, had a frightening realization. It's still March.
Yeah, dude.
It's
been a decade.
It's like it's never going to stop being March. I feel like we're going to wake up tomorrow, and it's going to be March 32nd.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. It's been the longest. I mean, I posted it over the weekend, and it's so funny to think back. Just a few weeks ago, we were at spring training with the doo-doo curtains when I walked into our hotel.
That was the last week of February.
Yes. That was the last week of February.
That was like a month ago.
It's number one. It seems like that was 2006. All right. And then the other thing is, I can remember getting home from spring training and that whole debacle of the doo-doo curtains, and I think Paul had vomit in his room and they didn't make my bed. And I just was like, you know, that was awful. I'm glad we got to go because we got to get so much great content for the show. And I'm like, but that's going to be like the low light of the year. we sat there, me, you, and Paul, in Peoria. No, actually, we weren't in Peoria. We were where the Rangers play. We're in Surprise. We watched Manny Machado stride to the plate for his first at-bat of the spring. His wife was three seats down from us, and Manny goes yard in his first at-bat. And we just looked at each other, kind of grabbed each other by the shoulders like, dude, he's going to be so locked in this year. It seems like a lifetime ago that actually happened. March has unquestionably been the longest month I've ever had in my life.
She actually wasn't there.
She wasn't there yet. She came later.
She came like 5 minutes later and missed the homer.
And I asked her, did you miss the homer? She goes, yeah. I go, ah, just tell him you're here. She goes, no, he knows. It's amazing. it seems like a lifetime ago.
I remember, I was thinking about that trip as well, and there was no talk of coronavirus or precautions. The thought that, it existed in the world. I'm sure that they were talking about it in China, this virus that had been, kind of taking hold in a city called Wuhan. But it was the last thing on my mind when we were sitting there in Arizona getting ready for the season, spring training. Now, no thought that there would be some interruption or no talk about potential delays or anything at that point. That was 1 month ago. And now here we are on March 31st. With no idea when the baseball season is going to start. No idea when the NBA season is going to resume, if at all, NHL season. There has been no March Madness. We should be down to the final four of the NCAA tournament. That never happened at all. It's been pretty nuts. That was also, by the way, I'll just make an announcement here for the Tier 1s in our 5 a.m. hour. That trip was the last time we spoke with Jace Tingler, the manager of the Padres.
Yep.
Tomorrow, we will speak with Jace Tingler when he joins the show at 8 a.m. So make sure you join us to get an update on what he has been doing in this last couple of weeks. How is he staying busy? How is he continuing to prepare his team for the season when he doesn't actually get to be with his players at all? And their workouts are limited to just two or three people, either at Petco Park or in Arizona, or maybe they're on their own, or maybe they went home. How does he keep track of all these guys on the roster? What decisions are still being made? We will talk to Jace Tingler tomorrow on our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU, rest assured, they are still open. Your funds are federally insured by the NCAA. For details or to find a branch open near you, visit SDCCU.com. So Jace Tingler tomorrow at 8:05. Woods.
I'm looking forward to that, and I'd like to paint a picture of what I think his day looks like. And I think his day every day, Ben, I think he probably gets up at about 5. I think he walks outside and screams into the heavens, why, God, why? Why? Why did I get so close to my dream job? He's, for a guy like him, a baseball man to his core, his entire life has been baseball. It's what he does. He gets this job. Many people asked, who the fudge is Jace Tingler?
Well, one at least.
One for sure. He gets
who
the gig.
Who the fudge is Jace Tingler?
And then the season comes to a grinding halt before it ever gets started. And you have to I would beat my head against the wall. And you know that it's going to be there waiting for you. They're not going to say, Jace, listen. circumstances, we're furloughing you. You're out. All right? You're gone. And we're actually going to bring this guy in. You know you're going to get the gig. You know you've got the gig. But for a baseball man to not be doing baseball things, it's got to be eating his soul. And I know he won't tell us that it's eating his soul, but I know it's eating
his
soul.
And I don't really even know his circumstances.
I don't know where he is.
I assume he's in San Diego.
I think he's here.
He could have gone back to Missouri. Did he bring his family out? I mean, how is he dealing with that? How is he communicating with players? How often does that happen?
Yeah.
Is it by, FaceTime? Is he doing Zoom meetings with the like his coaches each day, and they pop up all on the screen, and he shuffles them all around, and
he's like, Bobby, mute, Bobby, Wayne,
I see face bar,
Wayne, just, it's the button. Oh my God! Just hit the.
Glenn understands.
Yeah, Glenn's guy.
Why can't you get it?
Let's go. Let's figure this out. Wayne Kirby's like trying to log on. I can't get it. Wayne, we can hear you. I just can't see you. Move the camera closer to your face.
I think Wayne Kirby would be the guy that's experimenting with like the funny backgrounds.
Yeah, 100%. Like, all right, yeah, Wayne, we get it. Okay, yep. Look at that. Hey, everybody. Wayne's got
cool. You're on the beach. Oh,
yeah, Wayne's got a seascape behind him. Yeah. Oh, look, it's Mount Rushmore behind Wayne. Dude, I know. I do. I wonder what that looks like. I wonder how hard it's. He's a really positive guy, so I wonder how hard it's been to stay positive. Because it's tough.
You know, you can have Larry Rothschild meets with the pitchers via Zoom.
Yeah.
You know, so they have their own group where the pitchers chat.
So
I have no idea how this works.
In this time that we live in now, it's pretty cool because we can kind of keep tabs on our favorite players. You know, the ones that are active on social media. So I saw Chris Paddock the other day getting a workout in. There was a picture on Instagram, but the funniest thing was he's in the gym and he's like, he's got these dumbbells, like he's been, it looks like he's been doing curls and they're kind of up near his face. It's good filter on it. He's sweaty. It looks like he's been working hard, but they're like 10 pound dumbbells, one in each hand.
Even I do the 20s. I mean, and I am definitely not that strong. So
I looked at it. I was like, bro, if I'm going to put a picture on social media, it's going to look like I'm doing something, right? He's got these 10-pounders in each hand, like, get out. And there's, like, some quote, like, only the strong survive. I'm like, yeah, but those are 10-pound dumbbells.
It's better than, like, soup cans or something. Like, hey, I don't have dumbbells at home, so I'm just lifting these cans of soup.
It killed me.
It
really did. I did a workout yesterday.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. You know what I did? I just felt I don't have any weights, and I've realized something. I remember I told
you. Soup cans.
No, I told you guys last week.
Gallon water jugs?
No. I told you guys last week I bought those adjustable dumbbells.
Oh, yeah.
Bought them off of Facebook.
Uh-oh.
Scam.
You get scammed.
Got scammed.
So you sent the money, you never got the adjustable
Correct.
Dumbbells.
Yeah, it doesn't. The company, I don't think the company exists. Now, I have bought 1,000 things off of Instagram. I'll see something, it'll say shop now, and I'll go, ooh, I like that shirt, and I'll buy that shirt. Saw these dumbbells, $89 to get the adjustable ones, and I thought to myself, yeah, that's what I need. I need good, solid dumbbells, and I don't want 1,000 of them in my garage. I just want one, they're one each, and you can adjust them. Yeah, that company doesn't exist. Total scam. I started reading the comments last night. People are like, hey, do you know when the delivery date is? Be like, yeah, the delivery date is never. This company doesn't exist. And if you bought stuff on here, you're a moron. And I'm like, oh, God. So I got to call my bank today and get my $89 back. But I've given them my credit card info. I'm like, oh, my God, idiot.
I only recently, I mean, in the last couple of years, finally stopped trusting anything but brick-and-mortar stores. And now
true.
I'll do Amazon.
Yeah.
You know, reputable online retailers. But I don't trust anyone at all. I'm not just going to send. I'm not going to Venmo you money.
It was early in the morning, and I needed to get some dumbbells. And so I did it, and it was a mistake, and
Does Hannah know about this?
Yeah, she knows. Well, she knows now.
Sounds like something she might have a comment
on. She knows now. She has comment on a lot of stuff. But I took Bo out to the golf course again, and I did sprints up and down the fairway, which is probably not what the fairway was intended for, but it's such a remarkable place to go and stretch out and have fun. We played a little lacrosse out on the fairway. It was beautiful.
Woods with the magic of the empty golf course.
There's nothing like it. I can't believe that golf courses are wasted on golfers because they're just so beautiful. Such great places to congregate.
That's 6 feet apart.
It's amazing.
It's the reason why I like golf a lot.
It's beautiful.
One of the big selling points for me is that beautiful outdoor space.
But that
aesthetic appeal of a great course.
Chasing that ball around is the worst part of golf.
So Woods 550, Ben and Woods, Tier 1s, our first hour here as we broadcast from the compound. The NCAA made their decision yesterday.
Yeah.
And somehow still opened a giant can of worms that is Well, it's the NCAA. They can't do anything without creating another controversy. No problem with the decision to grant another year of eligibility to spring sports athletes and not to winter sports.
Right.
I think that's pretty much where everyone kind of fell in that debate. Yes, you know, some basketball players missed out on their opportunity to go to the NCAA tournament. But for the most part, if you played a winter sport, you played 95% of your season.
As unfair as it is, yeah, it seems the most fair.
At most, the teams that were going to go to the Final Four and the national championship had six games left, maybe the conference tournament. So, yeah, you could have played as many as maybe like 10 games,
right,
for one or two teams. For most of the country, you were either done, or maybe you had one game left, you were one and done in a tournament. That was it. So that doesn't seem like worthy of an entire another season of eligibility.
Agreed.
For spring sports like baseball and softball that had just gotten started, they played
lacrosse,
five games.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem fair to say, okay, well, yeah, you're a senior, you're done now, you get your five games and it's over. So the decision to grant another year of eligibility to spring sports athletes, which was voted on yesterday, does make sense. And they're going to expand roster limits next year to account for the fact that some teams may have more guys coming back that want to take advantage of that. Others may not, but they're going to make that part of the rules going forward for next year. Here's the can of worms that they've opened up, though. The NCAA says, yes, you can bring back your seniors for another year. They will still have eligibility next year. The amount of scholarship you want to give them, though, will be at the school's discretion. So if you have a senior who was on full scholarship and, hey, he's a star player, he wants to come back, great.
You get a full scholarship,
you give him another year. If you don't want to, the school can say, yes, you have eligibility, your scholarship has expired, though. So if you want to pay your own way and, walk on as your senior year, you're certainly eligible, but we're under no obligation to pay for that year of college anymore.
So you're telling me you could be a three-year scholarship-based baseball
player. Yes, going in. Fourth year.
Yeah. Scholarship baseball player, and you may have to walk on with that extra year of eligibility?
That's how I read the decision that was made yesterday.
Especially in baseball, with Major League Baseball shortening that draft to five rounds, is that set in stone yet?
I would imagine any player who's good enough to be drafted, the schools are going to go, yeah, you're still under scholarship. Go ahead, we take care of you. I'm thinking more of, players who got a scholarship originally but ended up being a middle reliever on the team and they're basically doing it for fun. They may end up having to pay their own ways their senior year. Now, Woods, the argument, I think, on the other side is that they're still getting their education. It may be remote, online,
yeah,
but if they have been studying, they could graduate. There's no need to pay for more college for these people. If they, if athletically, the coach says, we don't really have a great spot for you next year, they can't stop them from their eligibility.
Yep.
But they don't have to give them a scholarship anymore. They could give them a partial scholarship or a full or none at all.
It
will be at the discretion of the schools. That's probably going to lead to a couple of hard feelings, I would imagine.
Yeah,
the schools are making, they've already lost all this money, from not having the NCAA tournament, not having ticket revenues, spring sports. Now, are they going to try to recoup some of that money? You can come back, but we're not giving you a scholarship.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. And again, there's no blanket way to handle any of this.
Right.
There's not. It's honestly going to be a case by case basis, and I wouldn't wish that on any AD at this point. Honestly, like having to make those calls, those evaluations. But look, there are a lot of things going on like that in sports right now, Ben, where it's just going to be something we've never seen before, and I think we will continue to be amazed. And the good ones will do right by their people, and the bad ones won't. And it's just like that with companies. It's like that with employers. It's like that with clients. Mark Cuban said it best, man. He tweeted last week, this is going to bring out, the best or the worst in people, and your brand will survive if you treat your people right. And that's going to – that you don't think that'll affect recruiting down the line? Oh, well, I'm not going here. Did you hear what he did to so-and-so? That's my buddy. We played high school baseball together. Did you hear how they screwed him? dude, I mean, you got to be smart going forward.
Yeah, that is.
Again, we talk ripples all the time. The ripples will never end, though.
And I worry about a lot of my favorite businesses, but I also think, hey, there's a reason you were one of my favorite businesses.
Yeah.
You did things the right way. Yes, this might be a tough time, but we're still going to need businesses. We're still going to need restaurants and shops when this is all over. And the ones who were good before are still going to be the ones who are good coming back.
Right.
You can make or break
your brand in these next few months. You really can. And to see some of the stories, you know, going around certain places and things that have affected me personally in my own family, you know, you look at it and you're like, okay, well, let's see if people are really going to stick to their word.
Woodsy, we've got a good show coming up for you today. We will talk a little NBA in our next hour. Ben Golliver from the Washington Post going to be with us. This plan, are they going to be able to bring back the NBA, move people to warm weather cities?
The bubble.
Put them all on a cruise ship, as Jay Williams suggested yesterday. We'll also do our Tuesday check-in with Scott Lewis. That comes up at 7:35, editor-in-chief for Voice of San Diego, just kind of keeping us informed. New segment today, a little Corona content.
I'm so excited
for this. At 7:05.
Oh, you guys are going to love this.
Good, real or fake today. But up next, the Rhino Report. And more from the Tournament of Drops, Ben and Woods, on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.